I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Like, Jerry World is incredible, and there are Cowboy fans everywhere, and it almost is irrelevant if they win or not in terms of the printing money. I think his ego would like to win games, but I think a bigger part of his ego is he needs to make it sure that it's to his credit that they win games.
And they are the number one most valuable franchise in the world, according to Forbes.
According to Forbes, how much are they worth?
They are worth $4 billion. The next closest is Real Madrid at $3.65 billion.
And just think of how mediocre they are. And how mediocre they've been for so long.
I mean, when's their last playoff win?
When is their last playoff win? They were good against the Bills, right? They were good when they won the two Super Bowls against the Bills. We know that Romo never won a playoff game, right?
I thought he won one.
Did he win one?
Thought he won one.
Anyway, we got to take a break because Pete Pranica is coming up next. We're going to talk Grizzlies with him. Steph Gawkins Show. Take a break. Back in a moment. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station. Data message rate supply. Now, it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash. All month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
That's right, it's time for the 10 o'clock hour Money Madness cash code. Text ENGINE. Text ENGINE, ENGINE to 72881 here in the next hour, and you're automatically entered for your chance to win $1,000. Again, the cash code for the 10 o'clock hour here on the Jeff Calkins Show is ENGINE. Text ENGINE, ENGINE to 72881. Make sure you're listening at 11 o'clock for your next chance to win when Bennett Doyle gives you another cash code right before the Jason and John Show kicks off. Make sure you're listening to the top of each and every hour here through the month for your chance to win. Again, text ENGINE, ENGINE, to 72881.
From day one, President Trump has been attacked by those who resist his Make America Great Again agenda. Hillary Clinton and the left have led the charge. Sadly, Chris McDaniel joined Hillary and the left by attacking Trump and his supporters. While Hillary called Trump supporters deplorable, McDaniel called them delusional. What else do Chris McDaniel and Hillary Clinton have in common? They both opposed President Trump's tax cut. That's right. McDaniel said Trump's tax plan was an embarrassment. McDaniel even called Trump, quote, thin-skinned and not conservative. Yes, you heard that right. McDaniel called Trump supporters delusional. He opposed Trump's tax cut, and he personally attacked the president. No wonder President Trump endorsed Cindy Hyde Smith. She supported President Trump's agenda 100% of the time in the U.S. Senate. Cindy Hyde Smith, she's the conservative we can count on. Chris McDaniel, he's just bad for Mississippi.
Paid for by Mississippi Victory Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The best place in Tunica for sports betting is now open. The Bucket Horseshoe. Analyze your favorite team's performance to make a winning bet. Not sure how to bet? Our knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff is ready to assist you. Come in today and see why the Bucket Horseshoe is your favorite place to bet and watch all the action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm here with my man, Dr. Burgess. He's my dentist. He should be your dentist, too. Why is that, Dr. Burgess?
Well, John, you know, no matter what we do, we don't really treat teeth. We treat patients, whether it's same-day crowns, cosmetic dentistry, whatever it is, we can take care of all your dental needs.
He's my dentist. He changed my smile. He'll do the same for you. Where can people find out about you, Dr. Burgess?
At burgess-dental.com or 756-8111.
That's burgess-dental.com. Thanks, Doc.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on French Street. Stop by happy hour daily at our bar from 4:30 to 6:30, featuring $2 off all wines by the glass, all bottled beer, and daily $5.50 cocktail specials. We also offer one of the largest bourbon lists in the city. Enjoy our small bites like the Oysters of Love and house-smoked salmon deviled eggs. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% on appliance special buys. Stop wondering when the best time to buy is, because it's now. Get a GE Appliances side-by-side stainless steel refrigerator, now just $998. You save over $500 on a fridge with adjustable door bins for gallon jugs. Big storage, bigger savings. Now is the time to save up to 35% with appliance special buys at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through October 17th. U.S. only. While supplies last. See store for
details. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. This is the Chris Harrington segment without Chris Harrington, but we're going to play the Chris Harrington intro.
Okay. Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Wanted to give Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar their prop. They had us out the other day for a fabulous meal. Joined now in the role of Chris Harrington today is Pete Pranica. Of course, he is the television play-by-play guy for the Grizzlies with Fox Sports, at Pete Pranica on Twitter. And he, for the first time this season, he joins me. Pete, how are you?
I am fine. I am fine. And like Chris Harrington, I'd be wearing a Brewers baseball hat. Both of us are Brewers fans. So I wish them all the best in the NLDS, NLCS, I should say, and bit of Brewer Notre Dame trivia. I was the PA announcer when Craig Counsell was the starting shortstop for Notre Dame.
Is that right? You were the PA announcer for Notre Dame. When? Wow. By the way, you're having a good year, too. You're fighting Irish. Did you expect this kind of a season? And are you, have you already got your playoff tickets yet? Have you figured out how to line up? Where does the playoff... Have you looked to see how the playoffs align with the Grizzlies' regular season schedule?
No, I have not. The last time Notre Dame was, well, when they were in the championship game against Alabama, we were playing in Sacramento, and I was getting updates from the truck. Our lead replay operator and our graphics operator are both huge Alabama fans, so... I was well informed with lots of bad news from my standpoint.
You probably didn't need those updates.
No.
You've had an eventful summer. You went to China?
Yes. No,
Japan. I'm sorry.
Japan.
Japan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, went to Japan. And what was the Japan? What was the Japan trip?
The NBA, their telecasts go all over the world, and what had happened was, first of all, they invited me to go to Mumbai, and then that fell through. For reasons that I'm not totally sure of, to talk to Indian sportscasters who are more familiar with cricket and get them up to speed on the NBA.
God, that would be great.
Yeah, Rakuten, the jersey patch sponsor for the Golden State Warriors, it's the old buy.com. So it's kind of the Japanese version of Amazon.com. What they've done is they've entered into a marketing partnership with the NBA to bring not one or two NBA games to Japan, but all of them. And so they have some commentators that have some NBA experience, but they have a lot of commentators that are more proficient in baseball or soccer or volleyball, and they needed to be brought up to speed on the NBA. So the NBA asked me to go over there, develop a lesson plan for 2 3.5 to 4 hour sessions, going over everything that I thought they should know about the NBA and doing the NBA with the caveat. And I've done events off monitors before, you know, trying to put myself in their shoes, realizing that, you know, when you call on a game on a monitor, it's right. A little different than from being there live. So put together a couple of days of training. Only two of the 12 commentators spoke English, so I was working with a translator, and so that was interesting, and showing some plays from NBA official, getting them up to speed on rules and interpretations and instant replay triggers and all kinds of stuff.
That's great funny. It's funny. Michael Nelson, who's a professor at Rhodes but writes columns for the Daily Memphian, wrote a column recently saying that that Memphis is better off having an NBA team than they would have had had they gotten the NFL team way back when. And we can debate that one way or another. I think there are arguments either way. But one of the arguments that he made was that the NBA is truly – well, he made a bunch of different arguments. One is, for example, that the NBA brings – 41 nights a year, it brings people downtown, as which is great for the economy. A second one is that the NBA, it doesn't have the concussion issue looming in the future. And the third one was that it's a world sport, and that really is, and it's going to become more of a world sport, and that for Memphis to be part of that is a big deal. And I think the fact that your trip is sort of evidence of that, you know, and the next wave of expansion may well be to Mexico City, it seems like. I do think it is a huge asset for the city of Memphis to be tied into what is really, you know, of our major league sports, the most international sport.
Without question, the NBA provided me with a fact sheet going over there. The Philippines is NBA crazy and basketball mad in general, but what I found most impressive, because the NBA is the best professional sports league in terms of social media. 75% of likes and follows and retweets on social media about the NBA come from outside the United States.
That's amazing.
And, you know, you go over to Japan, and I was interviewed by the editor-in-chief of a Japanese basketball magazine who showed up wearing a Dylan Brooks authentic jersey, not the replica. Right. He had the authentic, and you know, he knows Hammer Nail Coffin. He knows that Brennan and I like to play golf, and you know, so one of the things that came across to me more than anything else, Jeff, was our words have international impact, and I think at another time I've told you about the story about me discovering family in Poland that I didn't have because they were watching the NBA, over in southern Poland. So, yeah, I mean, it really is a global game, and the interest is very, very high. And I think right now the NBA, you could easily argue, is the healthiest of the professional sports leagues.
All right, onto the Grizzlies themselves. You know, we know that the off season they tried to be more cerebral. They had to get hired character players. They had an exciting new rookie, et cetera. I want to ask you about some of those things in terms of things that are worrisome. And that's a little bit of my theme today, just because I thought last night offensive rebounding, they missed 44 shots and got one offensive rebound, and they did not shoot well, honestly, either from two or from three. Those are going to be, isn't firepower, and honestly, we don't think about it that much, but rebounding, those could both be challenges for this team.
Yeah, they were challenges for the Grizzlies a year ago as well. It was a real deficiency. Marc Gasol was having to do a little bit of everything, and including a lot of rebounding. So it's going to be incumbent upon Jamichael Green to be a better rebounder, and we saw that toward the end of last season. I think he had a run of maybe five double-doubles in a row. So, you know, there is ability there. I think that there needs to be a renewed commitment to doing that. I'll put an asterisk on the preseason rebounding, in that these guys are trying to learn new defensive systems and offensive systems. And sometimes when you switch, sometimes when you rotate, it takes you out of good rebounding position. But there also has to be a want to and a dedication to do it. So, yeah, I mean, it's if you're not shooting the ball real well, the one thing that kept the Grizzlies afloat at times last year, they were one of the poor overall rebounding teams, but they were one of the better offensive rebounding teams and scoring second chance points.
Right. I mean, historically, they've not been, through this entire run, they have not been an explosive offensive team, but they create more chances for themselves with steals and offensive rebounds and et cetera. And I don't, you know, who knows whether the how much the shooting will improve this year. Obviously, the brightest spot of the entire preseason and last night again has been the health. The, you know, really looks like revitalized, renewed, better. You know, this is vintage Mike Conley. Last night he had played 31 minutes. He had 24 points on 14 shots. And if you could have wished for one thing out of this preseason, it is that Mike looked like Mike, and Mike looks like Mike.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that, because you see Mike during the summer, like, you doing all right? Yeah, I'm fine. And you're not sure. It's like, that's fine. I'm getting close. That's fine. I'm kind of sort of progressing. Or, no, I'm really fine and ready to go. And it has been more of the latter. And in conversations that Brevin and I have had with him away from the court, he has assured us that he's feeling really, really good, probably the best of his career. And I don't say taking a year off, but being away from the game for a year, I think certainly has restoked the batteries. And you pair that with good health, and his body has continued to develop, particularly his upper body strength. So, the hope is that he can remain healthy for the entire year, along with everybody else for that matter. And that's the thing that will give the Grizzlies the best chance for success this year.
And almost beyond someone that most had given up on, is at least psychologically or not tied too much hope to, is Chandler Parsons, who has looked pretty good himself, playing back-to-back games over the weekend. Only the second time he'd done that in a Grizzlies uniform. You're closer to the situation. What's your sense of where he is and whether this, in fact, might be the year? We've seen other players get signed. Vince Carter was one. And who have not necessarily gotten off to great starts, but have proven valuable over the long term. Chandler Parsons isn't ever going to be worth his $94 million, but he doesn't need to be worth his $94 million. He needs to make a contribution. Are you starting to believe?
I'm starting to believe. You know what? Chandler's taken some criticism, and some of it has been self-inflicted with some of his social media posts, and he'll admit to that. What I find most impressive about him, and you remember Eric Gordon was with the New Orleans team and had a bone bruise and never played, and they're like, well, maybe his career is over. He goes to Houston, and his medical people discover the blood spinning in Germany, and they put him on a program, and all of a sudden he's sixth man of the year in Houston, runner up for sixth man year last year. And Chandler Parsons says, hey, wait a second, I know Eric Gordon, I know his people, hey, whatever you guys did, I want to do that. And, you know, Chandler's paying out of his own pocket to make this happen and make multiple trips to Germany. So if nothing else, he has invested the money and he has invested the time to get himself right so that he can be the contributor that he wants to be. A big reason why he came to Memphis in the first place, he wanted to play with Mike, and he also wanted to play for J.B. Bickerstaff, who he had known through days in Houston. So, we need to probably see a couple of 15, 20-point games, and the fact that he can continue to play 20-plus minutes a night and not have big ice bags on his knees, and we'll see how it plays out. But the early returns certainly are encouraging.
Do you have – last night it was Wayne Selden who got the start at the two. Do you have any sense of how you think the rotation at the two and the three are going to play out?
I think Dylan Brooks is probably more suited to being a two than a three. You may want to put Garrett Temple out there because he has the opportunity. He can handle the ball. He can initiate the offense, so Mike can play off the ball. He's somebody, obviously, who has a very high basketball IQ, who can get you into your offense quickly. And I've always been a believer that you've got to save one or two scorers to bring it off the bench. And Selden could be potentially a very, very good sixth man. And so if you put him out there and he commands a double team, or you put Marshawn Brooks out there and he commands a double team with your second unit, now you really got something. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, Garrett's dealing with an ankle issue right now. Not sure if he'll play tomorrow night against Houston. With no special insight or conversation with JB, my vote would be for Garrett at least to start the season.
It seems like that's the way it will go. I'm interested to know whether Chandler ends up starting at the three or whether Kyle ends up at the three. I think there's an argument for Chandler, if he can hold up, there's an argument for Chandler at the three, because you get a little more firepower in the starting lineup. You then have Marshawn Brooks coming off the bench to give you a little more firepower in the, and Kyle Anderson as a ball handler in the second unit. I wouldn't have imagined it coming into the offseason, but I sort of can imagine it now. Can't you? I don't really know. Who's going to start at the three?
It could be Chandler. It could be Kyle, because, again, Kyle's another guy who can initiate the offense. Chandler's a very good passer and a very good playmaker as well. So I think one of my NBA theories is, how many guys can you put on the floor at the same time to command double teams? Well, Mike Conley's got to command a double team. Marc Gasol probably commands a double team. So right. You've got two right there. If you put a third person out there that's going to draw extra defensive attention, now you really put the other team in a bind defensively. So I think it's going to be a year-long experiment with JB. trying to figure out, you know, which pieces fit better with each other. They're trying to learn a new offensive system. And I think that is something that is, you know, it's not easy. But you've got – that's why you got high basketball IQ, guys, because, look, we want to change the system. We're not going to run pick and rolls 75% of the time. We want to do some things that will space the floor, 1-4 high situation, kind of like what Jerry Sloan did in Utah. And, you know, let's try and open up some driving lanes for guys and rather than clogging the paint.
You believe in JB?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, he's a guy – you know, when you look at a coach – one of the things that I look at is, do they demand accountability 24/7 from their players? And JB is unafraid to go into the middle of a drill and blow his whistle and say, expletive deleted, you know, we're screwing this up. All right, we are going to get this right. And I don't want to have to repeat myself. I'm going to tell you once, and I expect you guys to do it right. Some coaches will go, well, you know, the drill was sloppy, and they kind of let it roll on. Then at the end of the practice, they say, well, we had terrible practice today. Well, you had terrible practice because you let guys get away with stuff that they shouldn't have been getting away with. And, yeah, I believe in JB. I absolutely do, and I think the players do as well. Obviously got tremendous votes of confidence from Marcus All and Mike Conley that, look, this is the guy we want. And for the first time in his coaching career, JB doesn't have the interim tag in front of his name. And I'm excited to see what he can do with a full training camp and knowing that he is the guy.
Talking to Pete Pranica, of course, he is the television voice of the Memphis Grizzlies on Twitter, at Pete Pranica. And last question, last year was obviously tough for everybody. They go out and they get a lot of cerebral, high IQ, whatever character, whatever you want to call them, players. Hopefully that will translate into wins. And then, honestly, Jaren Jackson Jr. is such a delight. I will say, from your perspective, in terms of covering the team off the court, it seems like an incredibly engaging group. Like you have to be, I'm not saying other teams haven't been, and we've been lucky here over the years that we have had that. But it seems like you're in for a treat of a year just in terms of the quality of the person you're dealing with. And hopefully that'll translate into wins.
Yeah, the guy that I'm most impressed with is Garrett Temple, and everybody's been telling me, great guy, super guy, represented the Grizzlies along with JB at the African game in South Africa. And for the fifth year, we've done a bus tour of downtown with guys that are new to the Grizzlies.
Yep.
It's not all rookies. And so we started Grizzlies Prep, and Parker Couch tells us, the principal tells us about that. And we pick up 10 of the kids from Grizzlies Prep, and they accompany us to Le Bonheur and then to the National Civil Rights Museum. And most of the players, you know, they engage with, you know, the kids from Grizzlies Prep. Garrett Temple, I think, made a friend for life. And we're on a double-decker bus, and he's got his arm around this kid, and he's asking him, you know, how are your grades? What do you like? Hey, you know, I'm a big golfer. Do you like to play golf? And the young man's shaking his head, no, I don't like to play golf. And Garrett says, look, I'll tell you what, I'm going to get you interested in golf. And just had this real conversation, kind of like a father and son. And he's one of those guys that I think will fit this community absolutely like a glove. And thrilled to have him and Kyle Anderson as well. It's a really, really good group. And I think Jaren Jackson Jr., man, his personality is just amazing. And it'll be a lot of fun. Jeff, this is going to be a very entertaining basketball team. How many games are we going to win? You know, I think the ceiling is probably, 43, 44 if everybody stays healthy. Good enough to get into the playoffs? Don't know. But it will be a very, very entertaining and exciting product that will engage fans, and I think bring them back to FedEx Forum.
Well, we hope we have a lot of hammer nail coffins this season, Pete, and we will look forward to following you throughout the season. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, that is the great Pete Pranica. If you want to instantly add style and personality to your home or business, Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blinds of Memphis is the place to call. Blinds, shades, and shutters can instantly transform your home. Holidays are coming. You want it to be looking the best possible as more people are coming by to visit. And the great thing about Chip Wiggins, in addition to the fact that he is a local Memphian, in addition to the fact that he's got the highest quality and the fastest turnaround time, in addition to the fact that the plantation shutters are, for example, made right out there in Oakland, Tennessee. That's why they can turn them around so fast. That's why they're such high quality American-made, Tennessee-made plantation shutters. Is they'll set up an appointment for a free in-home consultation. He'll come out,
He'll show you all the samples, all the colors, all the options, take you through everything that's possible. He's got this beautiful mobile showroom. I saw it in the conference room here. It's eye-popping, all the possibilities that they have. If you want cordless options, if you want motorized options, again, if you want planterage, if you want implantation shutters, if you want things for difficult arched windows, he can help you with all of that. He'll measure everything. He will price the job. He will, if you want to go ahead and order the products, you can go ahead and order the products right then, and within 1 to 3 weeks, he will come back and install them. It is that simple. It is that easy. You don't have to try to buy stuff off of the internet. You don't have to go to try to big box store and try to eyeball everything and wrestle with it and spend your entire weekend trying to do something half-assed. You can call Affordable Blinds, and you will have it done beautifully, and he will have it done affordably, and he will have it done quickly. So you give him a call at 753-5822, 753-5822. That is Affordable Blinds. Or you can Google Affordable Blinds of Memphis. Also, if you mention my name, you will get a discount. Jeff Calkins, you will get a discount. Easy way to add style to your home or business for the holidays. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The sports book at the Fence is now open. And folks, there's nothing like the action at a sports book. There's an energy and excitement that simply does not exist anywhere else. If you've never made a bet or aren't quite sure how to bet, no problem. It's simple, and we'll show you how. You can make straight bets against the spreads, over-unders, moneyline bets, prop bets, futures bets, parlays, even bets on games already in progress. And at the Fence, baby, you can bet on just about anything. College and pro football, college pro and women's basketball, college and pro baseball, college and pro hockey. Want to bet boxing? You can. Plus MMA, tennis, golf, soccer, World Cup, auto racing, motorcycle racing, truck racing, even air racing. You can bet on the Olympics, bowling, rodeo, rugby, lacrosse. Starting to get the picture? About the only thing you can't bet on at the Fitz is fly swatting and opera singing. Get your bets down now with the sportsbook at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
My life has been changed. Why? Because of a Peter Millar sweatshirt from O'Call. See, for the longest time, I carried a ratty old sweatshirt in my car for those days when you need another layer to deal with a Memphis air conditioning. Then I said to myself, why have a ratty old sweatshirt when I can have a beautiful Peter Millar sweatshirt? It's a sky blue with that miraculous soft wick-away fabric, and it gives me pleasure every time I put it on. That's what the best clothes can do. Make you feel better about yourself and the day ahead. And that's the kind of clothing you'll find at O'Call, where they've been selling comfort and quality since 1859. And they do it with the kind of thoughtful, comfortable, and friendly service that you can expect from people who live in Memphis, who are invested in Memphis, and who relate to customers like the neighbors they are. So go into O'Call and check out the Peter Millar sweatshirts and everything else too. The best news is, now that the season is changing, you'll be able to wear that beautiful outerwear on those crisp fall days as well. Let O'Call change your life, or at least make it a little more stylish and comfortable.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Hello, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Being born and raised right here, I know there's more to Memphis than just our world-famous barbecue. That's why, in addition to our classic menu, Chef Craig Dorff created his Chef's Table. Enjoy dishes like filet mignon tacos, chili-rubbed redfish, or a 16-ounce dry-aged prime New York strip with herb butter. Visit Fleming's Steakhouse.com to make your reservation today, or call me at 901-761-6200. Fleming Steakhouse, the modern evolution of the classic steakhouse.
It's beautiful, cooler weather, so it's the perfect time to get to Outdoors, Inc. to get yourself outfitted to get outdoors. They've got new Patagonia, new North Face, and new Arc'teryx clothing. They've got new Hoka running shoes. They've got new 2019 Cannondale bicycles. And, of course, all these products, lifetime quality and covered by the store's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Outdoors, Inc. is a family business that has been outfitting Memphians since 1974. They've got a Midtown location on Union Avenue and East Memphis locations on Germantown Parkway and Poplar Avenue. So head on over to Outdoors, Inc., where the service is as high quality as the clothes.
Washington, D.C., still a total mess. And Marsha Blackburn is a big part of it. During her 16 years in Congress, Marsha Blackburn has collected over $800,000 from the pharmaceutical industry. They got their money's worth when Marsha Blackburn passed legislation making it harder for the DEA to crack down on suspicious opioid shipments. Drug companies were selling huge amounts of oxycodone to shady pharmacies that were in turn selling it to whoever could pay. No real questions asked. The DEA tried to crack down. And Marsha Blackburn stopped them. 60 Minutes did a story on it. You can look it up online for yourself. After 16 years, Marsha Blackburn has become the worst of Washington. Phil Bredesen will work across party lines to change Washington.
I'm Phil Bredesen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bredesen for Senate.
Enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine with today's Perks deal. Half off $50 to Las Margaritas with 8 locations throughout the Mid-South. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Let's do Believe It or Not.
Now it's time for Believe It.
Believe. I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe It or Not on the Jeff Calkins Show.
Jeff, the ceiling for the Memphis Grizzlies is 43 wins this year.
Believe It or Not.
Before I answer that, let me just say this. I was kind of surprised that Pete said that.
I was too, only because Eric yesterday thought when we always say that if the ifs check out, he thought the ceiling was 48 to 50 wins.
Well, you would hope, we're talking ceilings here.
Correct.
Right? You would hope the ceiling would be 48, right?
That seems fair.
You would hope the ceiling. We're talking about everything. We're talking about Chandler being healthy. We're talking
and
about
playing well.
Marshawn Brooks being the Marshawn Brooks that we saw in a 5-game. We're talking about Mike being his best Mike. We're talking about Mark not falling off. We're talking about Jermichael Green having a contract season. We're talking about Jaren Jackson Jr. being not a Rookie of the Year candidate because he's not going to be, but being an impact rookie right off the bat. We're talking about Shelvin Mack coming in and handling the backup point guard situation. We're talking about Dylan Brooks building on his year of last year. We're talking about Garrett Temple hitting open shots, being a 3-and-D guy. We're talking about Kyle Anderson being an effective ball handler with the second unit, making. We're talking about everything going right. We're talking about ceiling.
Correct.
That should be 48. The fact that Pete Pranica, the voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, said 43 is a little bit, I think he's right when he says this is going to be, to me, he says this is going to be an entertaining team and it's going to be a competitive team. And to me, that, as I've said a million times now, that is what you want out of this season, that and conveying the draft pick to Boston, okay? But I would like the ceiling to be 48. I would like and I actually think, I hate to say this, I think the ceiling is 43, 44 games. I do agree with that.
I mean, if you look at what the average Vegas win total is right now, it's usually about 33.5 games.
Right, so you're talking about 10 games
above
that.
10 games better than expectations.
I think I say that, and I think if the ceiling is 43 and the West is as it is, I don't think the ceiling gets you into the playoffs. I don't think the ceiling of this team gets you into the playoffs. What was the team last year's playoff teams?
Last year's playoff teams were T-Wolves. So you had the T-Wolves.
Look at New Orleans. Yeah. Look at what New Orleans. It was New Orleans the 8. people will quickly discover my memory is, at age 57, my memory is, I can, of course, remember everything from third grade, back when Billy Graves and I used to play. We used to play Confederate versus Yankee soldiers, which is weird.
It's an interesting game.
Isn't that weird? We would, like, have little soldiers and, like, third grade and whatever. My dad had these incredible, this is one of my regrets of my life. My dad had these lead soldiers. They were Britons, they're called, right? If you do, you know Britain soldiers? Have you ever seen these things? They're collectibles now. You go into you'll occasionally, there's in New Orleans, there's a shop that sells these Britain soldiers. Each individual soldier costs $500 now. They're like handmade out of, and I shot the heads off of thousands of them, like, or hundreds.
That's tough.
Of them. I destroyed
hundreds of them. Oh, boy.
He clearly had hundreds of beautiful metal soldiers in a chest, and I destroyed them. I'm just a kid playing with soldiers.
Yeah,
what do you do?
It's not your fault.
You shoot your heads off of soldiers.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to replace them for him. Now, even the ones that they make, they make them out of plastic, and they're still $40 a soldier.
Right.
And at the time, I'm sure my dad got them. They were just toys. When he got them, they were just toys that he collected them. He 100 anyway. So, why was I talking about this?
So we were discussing. The original question you were trying to figure out was how many wins got to
how
the playoffs.
How many wins got you to the playoffs?
So last year in the West, 47-35 was the 8-7. Now if we go back to 2016, 41-41 got in the West. I think it's important to note last year, with so many teams, because of the draft was thought to be very deep, so many teams were very eager to start the tank. So therefore, it allowed the win total to go up. So 41-41.
I see the win total went up because
correct.
So many teams were tanking.
Correct.
I think you're right. So the win total won't be 47, but it'll be 45. It'll be 45. 40. But my point is, the ceiling. By the way, the reason we were talking about soldiers, we were talking about my short term memory.
Yes,
and I'd already forgotten why we've got
right.
soldiers. Like literally proving
case
the point.
In point.
So,
so the previous two seasons, 41-41, did get in the playoffs, and then the year before that, 45-37 was the floor to get in.
The ceiling barely squeaks you into the playoffs.
Correct.
Maybe, possibly in the best possible universe, which is a little bracing to me. But I do think they're just going to have problems scoring, man. And is Mark going to be, like, Mark has to score. That's the other thing. Like, Mark, I understand he's not going to be getting a huge offensive rebounds just because the way he's being deployed, right?
Correct.
He's not going to be under the basket getting offensive rebounds. That's going to be JaMychal Green's territory. JaMychal has to offensive rebound at a high rate. But you used to have Tony offensive rebounding at a high rate. And so for his position, certainly. So
Z-backs.
And you have Z-bounds. And so I hate to say it, but I think that of the two, we had Eric's and we had Pete. I think Pete's ceiling is a more accurate ceiling. What's next?
Jeff, you think LeBron James and Lonzo Ball will work well together?
Believe it or not.
Last night they played a game in Las Vegas, and it was Lonzo's return from injury. Lakers win 123-113 over the Warriors. LeBron in he's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's ridiculous.
Yes.
In 17 minutes, he had 15 points. He had 5 assists. He had an alley-oop to Lonzo,
mm-hmm.
And he hit a 35-foot buzzer beater.
Yeah, he hit a 3 from Reno.
Just ridiculous. And it just ridiculous. And every year after year after year. And meanwhile, it's not like the Warriors didn't try. Steph had 23 points. Clay had 20 points. Durant had 18 points before fouling out. He fouled out. Lonzo came back, looked really rusty to begin with. And ended up looking pretty good. He had 7 points, 4 rebounds, 4 steals, 2 assists, 3 of 5 from the field. Lakers, honestly, like Brandon Ingram had 26 points. Kyle Kuzma had 22 points off the bench. Caldwell Pope had 20 points. I've said this for a long time, and I very clearly the Lakers made a mistake picking Lonzo too. He shouldn't have gone too. Like they're
that's
a better player,
fair to say.
Right? I loved him. I've always loved him. And not because of the mouth, and not because he has no mouth, not because of his dad's
right.
mouth, but because I love players who can see the floor. I think they're incredibly fun to watch.
And a great passer.
I love, yeah, great passers who can see the floor. And even in his crappy game against Kentucky here at FedEx Forum, he made a pass that, like, no one else would have seen, much less been able to complete. And he got totally obliterated. I mean, he got embarrassed in that game. And yet, I just love the way he plays. He's broken shot, whatever. He's clearly added strength. And this idea that he and LeBron can't play together, I think, is crazy. LeBron can play with anybody. And LeBron doesn't need the ball in his hands all the time. And I actually think it's going to work. Why? Because they both see things, and they're both incredibly smart basketball players. And
now, truth is, Lonzo is the type of player that LeBron's always wanted to have. The question is, LeBron doesn't like having younger guys around him, but the way that Lonzo sees the floor, that's what LeBron's always enjoyed playing
with. You would think, and honestly, we saw last night that it can work the other way, as LeBron hit him with a perfect alley-oop and a backdoor slam, and he's an athletic point guard. So it'll be fascinating to watch this play out. But there was always this view that if that getting LeBron made Lonzo extraneous. I think that's crazy. I think you have two really, really creative basketball players who can figure out a way to play together. And I'm of two minds on the Lakers.
Okay.
I fundamentally like small market teams.
Yes.
I hate big stars going to big markets.
Yep.
I don't like that. I don't. And so I should hate the Lakers, right? Mm-hmm. And I should be with Chris Harrington. Chris Harrington hates that the Lakers are this entitled whatever,
yes.
Right? But I find them fascinating.
Well, and also there's a little bit of the enemy of my enemy is my ally.
That's the other thing. Because the Warriors are out there, it's easier. If they were great, you're exactly right. Because the Warriors are out there, it makes the Lakers, they're not the Lakers. They're still they're the Lakers, but they're kind of an underdog Lakers.
I mean, for God's sakes, Houston became likable.
I'm not likable. Houston, you're taking it a little too far.
Last year for me, they did.
Versus Golden State, there's
correct.
No question.
That's
definitely rooting for them.
Right.
There's a difference between rooting for them and likable.
That's fair.
I was definitely rooting for them. But I don't, that's why I don't think that, like, when you talk about teams that the Grizzlies could catch, here's how they catch LeBron. Here's how they catch the Lakers. If LeBron suffers a high ankle sprain mm-hmm. and misses 40 games,
mm-hmm.
that's how they catch the Lakers. That's the only way they catch the Lakers. What's next?
Jeff, if Memphis doesn't draw 45,000 fans against UCF, it will be an embarrassment.
Believe it or not.
No, that's stupid. No, I'm not saying you're stupid, but we set these questions up together. So,
yes.
I think,
okay. I can be stupid.
But no. But it wasn't. Truth of the matter is, I came up with that statement as a test case. But no, that's stupid. That would be stupid for anyone to say that and believe that. Memphis will draw. My prediction is the we're talking ceilings and floors. I would say this: the floor would be 35,
okay,
if it's good weather. It's supposed to be, isn't it? I think, and the floor would be 35, and the ceiling would be 48.
Okay, Saturday we are looking at 68 and partly cloudy.
Yeah, beautiful,
correct.
Beautiful.
That's fall.
It's autumn, ladies and gentlemen. So I would say the floor is 35 and the ceiling is 48. And there's no number in there that is going to embarrass me or should embarrass the football program. Tom Bowen came on here. It was when Bowen was hosting the celebrity,
yes,
Jerry celebrity deal.
Yes, celebrity week.
And I was in here talking to him and he said they wanted to average whatever, 44, 45, 47. So I voted something like that. And they haven't even hit it once, much less average it. There's nothing embarrassing about this. There's nothing first of all, I'm not embarrassed about crowds. There's nothing about crowds that embarrasses me. It embarrasses me when the city council does something stupid, right? That embarrasses me. It would embarrass me. Right now, there's a town in Arkansas
mm-hmm.
that is making every single person, there's a sheriff
okay.
who is making every person gets arrested for their mugshots, he makes them put on Nike shirts. And so every mugshot is of a guy wearing a Nike shirt. That would be embarrassing to me, right? There are things that about the city that I think are embarrassing. When Willie Harrington was elected the last time and just went off,
yeah.
I was embarrassed about that. We should be embarrassed not embarrassed, but horrified when cops don't turn on their cameras on their, you know, for a rat. Like, there are things that either bother me or embarrass me about my city, right? There are sure. things that embarrass. One of those things is not how many people choose to attend any kind of event. Whoever goes wants to go. That's fine. Do whatever you want. But even within the world of attendance in which people, I guess, are embarrassed or not embarrassed, I am not embarrassed by 42,000 people showing up for a football game. UCF's bringing nobody. Let's be correct. Clear. UCF's bringing nobody.
Huge crowds are oftentimes dependent on the visiting team bringing fans.
And at Memphis in particular, the only time, I believe this is true, the only time Memphis sells out is when the other team brings 15,000 people, right? Sure. It's whatever. It's when it's Ole Miss.
Sure, Tennessee.
It's Tennessee. It's whatever else. There was a season, first or second Larry Porter season, they opened with Mississippi State, and they drew 33 or 35.
Yeah.
From Mississippi State.
Yes.
And Mississippi State supposedly brings people. So if they can get 45 on their own or 42 on their own or whatever, that's great. They were just a few years ago, they were averaging sub 20,000. They were just a few years ago, they were averaging sub 20,000. They had a crowd this past week that was 27,000, and it was because people are disappointed because they lost it. That's the core. That's basically the core. They built the core by a good 10 to 12,000 over the last few years. And if they continue to be good, they'll continue to build the core. Ole Miss fans became Ole Miss fans. Like, hey, 100 years of football. And 100 years of football, 100 years of going to football games, 100 years of going to the Grove. Tradition, 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 tradition. It is part of the fabric. It is, you can't create that overnight. So, no, I'm not embarrassed by anything. It would be great if people go. Be great if people have a good time. I hope people go. I hope people have a good time. Every time I go to Tiger Lane, I see people having a blast. Seems like a lot of fun. All is good. But am I going to be embarrassed if they get 39,000? No, I'm not going to be embarrassed if they get 39,000. I will wish they were in a 45,000-seat stadium for their 39,000, in which case it would look, oh, isn't this great? Stadium's nearly packed. That's what I would wish. But are you embarrassed? Is there any number that embarrasses you?
No, because we've seen it the last 2 years that college football's popularity is rising, but attendance is dwindling.
That's true, too.
Attendance is declining. And you know why attendance is declining? Even at a stadium like Memphis, where it's relatively reasonable and cost-efficient to go, there's five games on at 2:30 on Saturday. You got LSU, Georgia. You've got UCF, Memphis. You've got Washington, Oregon. You've got South Carolina, Texas A&M. You've got Texas.
Fun to watch football on TV.
Exactly. And if you want to watch it all.
Who's Vandy? Vandy's got Florida?
Florida. Florida.
Vandy's got Florida. It's funny because I heard yesterday someone mocking the Vandy crowd, right?
Sure.
Why? Why mock them? Here, let me tell you about Vanderbilt. It's a school that is far and away the smallest in the SEC, not even close, and that doesn't have a tradition of winning football games, and that does have a tradition of, you know what, producing unbelievably smart, successful people who are probably in the library studying. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed by the fact that when Vandy plays Tennessee, there are more Tennessee fans than Vandy fans. I'm not embarrassed by that. You know why there are? Because Tennessee's better football program. It's got a longer tradition. It's a massive school, and they care more about football. Vandy cares more about medical school.
Yeah.
I'm not embarrassed by that at all.
I mean, even like a school like Northwestern that's been successful in football.
Northwestern's the exact same thing. No, Northwestern, Vandy, and like they're the exact same thing. Yeah. Nothing about this embarrasses me. I hope there's a big crowd. I think that team deserves it. The University of Memphis has plowed money into it. Mike Norvell is a good coach. Daryl Henderson is one of the most exciting players in college football. And UCF, you have a chance to watch the longest winning streak in college football end. But if you choose not to go, I don't think you'd be embarrassed. Go ahead.
Jeff, you'd rather be eaten by a shark than a tiger.
Believe it or not.
Well, this comes up because there's a man-eating tiger on loose in India. Is that right? 14, eating 14 people.
That's correct.
And they're hunting for this tiger that is eating 14. Is it that they caught the tiger? Do we know from the story that they've caught the tiger? So raise the question. Would you rather be eaten? I would rather be eaten. I would rather be eaten by a shark than a tiger?
Correct.
I think it's a close call.
I need some science. Which one gets me dead the fastest?
Well, that's the whole question. Okay, so let's go through them, okay? So shark approaches you, you're swimming, okay? The shark comes up and you feel a tug.
Yeah.
Okay? And you feel a tug and it probably rips your leg off.
He's killed at least 9 people.
Okay. It probably rips your leg off. I don't think you die instantly.
I think that's probably fair. I think you either drown or you die of blood
loss.
And
then you get pulled down or he comes back and takes another run at you.
Right.
You know something horrible's happened. You're probably floundering around in the water. Here's what I assume happens with the tiger. The tiger jumps on you and breaks your neck and you die.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Now, you've seen a cat play with a mouse, though. Like, I've seen a cat, like, just toy with a mouse.
Yeah.
And those mice don't die instantly.
No.
Have you seen a cat? Have you ever seen a cat?
I have.
A tiger is a giant cat. And so what if the cat treats you...
Hashtag facts only.
What if the tiger treats you like you're a mouse and just sort of... Or eats you. Just eats your innards without killing you. Maybe it doesn't break your neck. How do tigers kill?
I thought they snap your neck. I thought that's what they do.
I think my feeling is I'd rather be eaten by a tiger than...
Have you seen what they're using to trap the tiger?
What are they using to trap the tiger?
Calvin Klein's Obsession cologne.
On what?
That's what the wildlife authorities are trying to use.
You know what this means? This means that he's eaten a lot of tourists who are wearing Calvin Klein's Obsession cologne. And they're
Note to self, new cologne.
New cologne. If you're wearing Obsession, you know what we need to do? We need to get UCF to wear
Calvin Klein Obsession.
Calvin Klein Obsession.
Shorts and Calvin Klein Obsession. Yeah,
we got to take a break. We're going to try to get to the bottom of this. How tigers kill and how sharks kill. We will give you this important information when we return. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jason Smith and John Martin, host of the Jason and John Show weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN. They're going to be taking the show on the road Friday, October 12th, to the all-new Platinum Jewelers store in Germantown. They're going to be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. during the grand opening celebration that's going to be going on all day from 10 to 5. There are going to be door prizes, giveaways, food, potential celebrity sightings, all while you're seeing the beautiful new store, which is located at 9387 Poplar Avenue, where the old Doris McClendon store used to be. So if you're in the area, or even if you're not, stop by, see Jason and John, and meet Preston, who will absolutely help with all your jewelry needs. Again, you also might win something, and winning things is fun. The address to the new store, again, Germantown, 9387 Poplar Avenue. That's 9387 Poplar. That's where Jason and John are going to be on Friday. And yes, the other location is still located at 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. That's Platinum Jewelers. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Twitter. And they're on the web at PlatinumJewelers.com. That's PlatinumJewelers.com.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Sometimes email is the best way to communicate with your wife during the divorce. It's efficient, it creates a record, and it avoids ugly scenes. On the other hand, because you're on the record, your comments must be tactful and reasonable. Assume your emails will be exhibits at trial. Remember, your goal throughout the process is to project an image of common sense and good faith. The judge should understand that your wife is the source of this needless litigation. You're the good guy, the voice of reason. A related point, be cooperative where you can. Show flexibility regarding non-essential issues. Judges notice this. Besides, save your attorney fees for what's important.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Getting your first real paycheck is like celebrating your own Independence Day. It's life-changing once it's deposited. You could go the classic route and drive to the bank. Nothing wrong with that approach. Actually, a little more build-up to the grand moment might fit the occasion. But why not try Regions Mobile Deposit? It's just too easy using the Regions Mobile app. Besides, it's kind of empowering. You get to decide where to deposit the money just by selecting checking, savings, or money market. You can choose the free option and get your funds in one business day. Or, if you need your money sooner, there's also an option for that. Just take a couple of pictures, click a button or two, and boom! One major achievement in the record books. We get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at regions.com/mobile deposit. Regions. Member FDIC. Conditions and fees may apply, including data fees.
Hey,
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, parents, if your student is taking the ACT for the first time, Academic Advantage is the place to go. It's the place where I go. They got a 90-minute introductory class to help students know how to approach the test. And students can go, parents can go. And here's the amazing thing about this class. $25. $25 per family. Not each, $25 per family. You got a 90-minute introductory class to let you everything you need to know about how to approach the ACT. As I've said before, my son Ben went to Academic Advantage. His ACT score went up. My son Andrew went to Academic Advantage. His ACT score went up. It can change your options in terms of where you might be able to go to school. Also, dramatically change how much money you can get from the school. For $25, simply no reason not to do this. Call them at 921-1833, 921-1833, or you can find them on the web at academicadv.org. Let's wrap this baby up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
All right, I got this, the answer to this. Okay, so a tiger, it says, they rely on a quick, overwhelming attack, pouncing on the prey from above. Having overtaken the prey, the kill itself depends on the size of the prey. If the prey animal is small, most cats grab it by the neck, severing the spine or killing it quickly. For large animals, this may be difficult or impossible. So then the method is usually suffocation by biting the throat and closing the airwaves. Occasionally, some can be seen as biting down on the prey's snout, suffocating it by blocking the mouth and nostrils. Okay? Got that one?
Yeah.
The shark, it attacks, okay? Mm-hmm. And then they then allow the disabled prey to float in the water and bleed to death.
Yeah.
Returning to finish their meal a few minutes later.
Yeah, give me the tiger.
I think given that, I don't know what size animal I am.
Right.
I'm a medium animal, yeah. I think, probably. They might just now, give me the tiger. I don't want to be bleeding to death and have them come back to finish me off.
Yeah, knowing exactly what's about to
happen.
And
now that I've read it, I know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Be eaten by, ladies and gentlemen, given the choice, be eaten by a tiger instead of a shark. Go ahead, what's next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jason is closing his new house, and Ron Holson is going to guest host the program with John Martin. They'll have Mike Norvell on the program at 11:25. Eric back in studio today. Ryan Glasspiegel of The Big Lead joins him at 2:25. I'll be hosting the Gary Parrish Show. Gary going to join me at the top of the hour. Jeff will join me at 5, John at 5:30.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back here tomorrow. Look out for sharks. Here's Don.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Memphis is becoming a great bike town, but that won't do you much good unless you have a great bike. So do what I've done and head on down to All About Bikes, a family-owned and operated bike store on Mendenhall. They've got the largest selection of all bikes. It includes kids' bikes, mountain bikes, hybrids. And it's not one of those places that'll make you feel silly if you don't want to spend thousands of dollars. They have 10 different brands with bikes starting at $199 for adults and $99 for kids. Not only that, they got 12 months interest-free financing for qualified buyers. So get out there and start pedaling. Get yourself to All About Bikes. And if you mention you heard about it on the Jeff Calkins Show, you'll get 10% off.
You care about your car, so you take it to the best mechanic. You love your dog, so you take it to a vet you trust. So why go with just anyone when it comes to your insurance? With a local Allstate agent, you get expert advice you can trust and the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them the most.
Call a Memphis area Allstate agent today to get local expert advice on the best coverage for you. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
WWE presents NXT Live. Back in South Haven, Friday night, October 12th at Lander's Center. See NXT champion Tommaso Ciampa, women's champion Kerry Sane, North American champion Ricochet, NXT tag team champions Undisputed Era, Adam Cole, EC3, and more. Tickets start at just $15. Don't miss NXT Live. Tickets at the box office and Ticketmaster.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough. But getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.